Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich continues surging in the polls, and as he widens his lead in Iowa, he's getting more attention from those who oppose him. Allies of fellow GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney have started airing TV ads attacking Gingrich, and Democrats are honing a new line of attack on the former House Speaker's leadership, too. Well,
tomorrow, the Republican presidential candidates will take center stage in an ABC News Iowa debate. Joining us, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Good to have you back, Gwen.
Howdy.
So this isn't just flavor of the week stuff. They're taking Newt Gingrich seriously, aren't they?
Well, you only have 3 or 4 weeks left. you just want to be the one who's on top when you run out of time, when the music stops playing. And that's where Newt Gingrich is right now. And interesting thing about Newt Gingrich, as we watch, that makes him different from everybody else who's been on top, is that there are a whole lot of people who know him terribly well, a whole lot of people who don't know him very well at all, and among those who know him well, they are more likely to be critical, including conservatives like Tom Coburn and Peggy Noonan. And today's Wall Street Journal wrote a slashing piece, and people who have worked for him, and the people who don't know him well at all, which is to say voters in these states and now in national polls, all think he sounds pretty good to them. In part because he seems like someone who can effectively debate Barack Obama. Once again, I think I've said this here before, which is the one thing all Republicans agree on is they want to defeat Barack Obama. So that's where they land from week to week on the person they think has the best shot at that.
And while a lot of folks in the Beltway are actively working to just, you know, toss Newt off of these surging numbers, people in America don't care what folks in the Beltway think, do they?
Well, of course, we know that. We've known that for a long time. It's part of the travail of living inside the Beltway, right? But I do think there's something very interesting happening this year, which is that people are feeling particularly unlistened to by Washington, not only by members of Congress, but also by the White House. And they want to shake it up. And they want to shake it up based on a really deep-seated discontent. And almost no one channels that better in the Republican field right now than Newt Gingrich.
Now, you mentioned that they want somebody who can go after President Obama. What are you hearing about the Obama campaign? Do they look at Gingrich's rise as a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's interesting. The Obama campaign has mostly been sitting back, clearly preparing for Mitt Romney. Everything they say, all the press releases they put out, even the president's veiled digs all seem to be directed at Mitt Romney. When he came out this week and made that comment, if you want to know about appeasement, ask Osama bin Laden, that was in direct response to something Romney had said about how the president was an appeaser. So that's the way they are organized, to take him out. Now, they are watching, it appears, with some bemusement to watch the rise of Newt Gingrich, and before that, the rise of Herman Cain, and before that, the rise of Rick Perry, and before that, the rise of Michelle Bachmann. This time, however, they are looking at Newt Gingrich's special interest, because unlike the others, at least initially, he has a lot more obvious baggage that he's got to explain away. Newt Gingrich, on the other hand, is responding in a very cheery way, which is to keep smiling and not criticize anybody else.
All right, Gwen, thank you.
Take care.
That's Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal. It airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.